I'm Carly Marie. Thanks for coming and hanging out on the podcast today. I am a thought leader on the mechanics of motivation and a change agent for women with a business. And this is A Couple with Carly, where we talk about all manner of fun and interesting things. Thank you for being here.
What you focus on, what you talk about, what you identify as will continue. So if you continue to tell yourself that you are either such a busy person that you're constantly just busy and you're constantly on the edge of a breakdown, then that's what you will be. And even if on this particular day you're actually not that busy, you'll just be like, oh, but I'm a busy person and therefore I shall busy myself. Because we act in the way of that's in an alignment with the identity we give ourselves. But you get to choose what identity you have. You get that choice. You get to decide. And so what I want you to decide is, what are you leaving behind? What are you not taking into this new chapter? What are you leaving behind? Is it busy you? Is it procrastinator you? Is it I'm not that productive? Is it I never get anything done? Is it I never get the results? What is the negative bullshit that you're telling yourself? What is the story that you're telling yourself? So I want you to be brave. I want you to come and say, the story I'm telling myself is that because I have kids, I don't have time for anything. The story I'm telling myself is that if I try, it will probably fail. So therefore, I'm going to busy myself and not try. The story that I'm telling myself is, what is it that you tell it? The story that I'm telling myself is I'm too busy. The story that I'm telling myself is I'm a procrastinator and I'm a procrastinator. The story that I'm telling myself is I never put myself first. Like, what is it? What is the stuff that's been holding you back? And this might mean going to your journal with your pen. So I want you to have a beautiful journal, a beautiful notebook, go to Kmart, whatever, a beautiful notebook and a pen. And I want that to be where you're going to record all the stuff that comes up for you. Then the first thing I want you to write down and figure out is, what are the identities you're leaving behind? Are you going to take off that busyness that you wear as a badge of honor? Are you going to choose to separate that from yourself and choose that you are not a busy person? You're a productive as fuck person. You're a purposeful, passionate and productive as fuck person, but maybe you're not busy. I get a hell of a lot done, but I try really hard not to ever put the label of busy on myself, because whatever is on my plate, I put it there. Whatever is on my plate, I chose it. And when you step into that power of knowing that anything that's on your plate, any ball that you have in the air, you picked it up and decided to juggle it. And so you have a choice to put things down at any point, probably not your children, but you certainly do have a choice to ask for help. You certainly do have a choice to speak up about what it is that you want. If you're the person who never speaks up about what you want, if you're the person who never says, hey, can I have some time to myself? If you're the person who never says, hey, I've got some dreams, I've got some goals, and I'd like some time and space to put something to put towards those, then maybe that's something that you've decided to leave behind. Maybe that's something that you're going to say goodbye to. Now, there are many times and still continually that I choose to let go of parts of my identity. When I do that, I usually do some kind of ceremony. And when I do some kind of ceremony to let them go, it usually means that I walk somewhere and I leave them behind. I go out onto the beach and I let her blow away with the wind. Some people like to write it down on a piece of paper and burn it. You might like to write this part of your identity a goodbye letter and say thank you. You know, let's say you want to call it busy Amy, right? If you're going to say goodbye to busy Amy, that part of you, the busy mum, you want to say, okay, busy mum, thank you for being a part of my life. I appreciate you've got me through to this point. I don't need you anymore. It's time to let you go. And you write her a goodbye letter. Maybe you just put it in the bin. Maybe you put it in the freezer. Maybe you set fire to it. Maybe you do nothing with it. It just stays in your journal. But the idea is to do something which marks a line in the sand. Do something ceremonial that like, give her a funeral if you want to. Send her off on a holiday. Let her go as long as she's gone. Ask yourself, what are these things that you're saying about yourself? What are the identities that you've been wearing around time, around productivity? Is it that you're a procrastinator? Is it that you never get the results? Is it that you always try things and they never go anywhere? Is it that you're always so bloody busy? Is it that you're the busy mum with too many kids? Is it you're the person who says yes to everything and never actually has any time for yourself? Is it you're the person who never asks for any time to yourself? What is it? What is it that you need to leave behind now to move forward with? Because she's not coming. She's not. It's time to take off the busyness badge of honor. It's time to take off the I'm a procrastinator cop out bullshit. You can tell yourself I'm a procrastinator, because then if you're a procrastinator, then you never have to try anything. You never have to do anything. If you're a procrastinator and that's a part of your identity, that's a protection. You've worn that as a protective cloak. I'm a procrastinator, and therefore I don't ever have to actually go and do anything, because that's not me. That's separate from my identity. That Carly chick over there that's doing all those things, she's separate to me. I'm not her. I'm a procrastinator. So therefore, I'm never going to get anything done. We can't bring those beliefs with us into this course. We're going to leave them behind. We're going to let go of them. We're going to have a ceremony for them. And we're going to let them go. Write her a goodbye letter. Send her out in the wind. What feels good to you? I've done lots of those different things, and a lot of them feel good. Sometimes I go for a on the retreat a couple of weeks ago, I went for a hike and I left her up on that hill. Work at home mum, Carly, I left her behind. In the I'm work home mum, so therefore I only get little bits of time to work, so therefore I've got limits on what I can do. No, bullshit, I'm leaving that behind. I left that behind a few weeks ago. I can get as much done as the next person. And then what I'd love you to do after the story that I'm telling myself is, I want you to say, I choose now to believe. I decide now. I decide now that my kids aren't holding me back. I decide now that my kids propel me forward. I decide now that my kids they don't slow me down. I decide now that my kids speed me up. Because the pockets of time you've got around your kids, man, you're going to get some work done, aren't you? The fact that you've got kids, maybe that propels you forward, that you want even more to create something that's for them. You might decide that I choose now to make my kids a part of me getting things done. What do you choose? Flip it around. Flip it around and choose that. The story that I'm telling myself is, I choose now. Leave it behind. Because if you're a procrastinator, you don't have to try. If you're busy, you don't have to try the things that you actually want to do, whether it's build a business, whether it's get fit, whether it's have awesome sex, whether it's what, anything, if you have a beautiful home, anything, whatever it is that you think that you're holding yourself back from trying on in case it doesn't work or in case it's hard, your busyness, your procrastinator, any of the identities you're giving yourself, they're a safety mechanism. They're protecting you from having to try. So we've got to leave them behind. Have a beautiful day. See you soon.
And that is our podcast for today. It's been super fun. I look forward to seeing you at the next one. In the meantime, come and catch me on the socials. I'm on Facebook and Insta, Miss Carly Marie, MS Carly Marie. See you there.